right, Bible Clubbers? Well, this has surely been a busy week, hasn't it? But being busy for the Lord surely beats sitting around doing nothing, thinking about yourself, or worse yet, giving your time and energy to the devil and his business. Oh, the devil makes his business look good, but he pays awful wages. The wages of sin is death. Say, I'd much rather be on the Lord's side and have his gift. Do you know what his gift is? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, I'm Aunt Carolyn, and the Children's Bible Club choir kids are here too. You join us too. Stay tuned and find out what we're all about.
Thank you, choir. You always start us off right. Last time, kids, you may remember we talked about how important your handwriting is to your good name and testimony. It says so much about your character. We also talked about God's handwriting when he wrote his commandments on slates of stone with his finger. Do you know other times in the Bible when God wrote? Well, one was in Daniel 5:5. During a big banquet that King Belshazzar gave, he and his 1,000 guests had too much wine, and the party got out of hand. They mocked God by drinking from the very golden cups and goblets from the Lord's temple in Jerusalem. In the middle of their drunken frenzy, suddenly everyone fell silent and trembled in fear. They saw the figure of a hand writing on the wall of the great hall. It was a terrifying warning from God. Now you have 2 good hands and 10 good fingers. How do you use them? Are you using them for God's glory to serve him? Do you use them to play music that pleases him on the piano or trumpet or flute or other instrument? Do you use them to help cook or sew for folks and help someone who is sick? Do you use them to pull weeds or help plant the garden? Oh, there are hundreds of ways you can serve the Lord with your hands. Be a willing worker for God this week. And one way you can use your fingers is, if you like the Children's Bible Club programs that you hear on this good station, you can hear more on the internet. Just go to our website, www.childrensbibleclub.com. On the home page, click on the link that says CBC Radio Program Listings. It will take you to the programs. Then you can choose which ones you want to hear. So help yourself anytime. I'll look forward to meeting you there. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Brothers went to Egypt to buy food for their families, but only 9 returned. What's wrong? Where's Simeon? What? Oh, it was hard to explain to their father all that had happened in Egypt, and that they had to leave Simeon bound in prison as a guarantee that they would bring Benjamin next time. No, absolutely not, cried the old man. I lost my son Joseph, and now Simeon. I will not let you take Benjamin and lose him, too. But time passed, the food supply dwindled, and at last Jacob said, take money, go to Egypt, and buy food again. But Judah argued, no, father. The man in Egypt said we couldn't get food. We couldn't even see his face unless we brought our youngest brother. If Benjamin doesn't go, we don't go. Oh, you're going to bring me down in grief to my grave. Why did you even tell the man you had a brother?
Because he accused us of being spies. We had to prove we weren't.
Oh, father, said Judah, send Benjamin with me. I'll be responsible. If anything happens to him, I'll bear the blame. If we hadn't lingered, we would already be back home by now. So at last Jacob consented. They took many gifts for the great ruler in Egypt, and double money, half to repay the money found in their bags, and half to pay for new purchases, and Benjamin. Once again they stood in fear before that mighty ruler, not knowing what he would do or say. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he was thrilled, but he dared not show it. He gave orders to his steward to bring Simeon from prison, fix a big feast at his house, and bring these men to dinner. He gave the table seating order and how the food portions were to be served. Oh, the brothers were really frightened at being taken to Joseph's house, but the steward calmed their fears about the money found in their sacks. He said he had it all the time. They were amazed, though, when they were seated in order of their age. How did anyone know that? Who was this strange ruler at the head table? When it was time for the brothers to return home, Joseph secretly commanded his steward to put the men's money back in their bags and to put his own silver cup in Benjamin's bag. Then he gave another strange order. Let them get out of town a ways, then catch up with them and demand the silver cup. Well, when the steward and guards stopped them, the brothers were sure none of them had that cup. They were so sure that they said, look in our bags. Whoever has it shall go back and be that ruler's slave.
Oh, how their hearts sank when the cup was found in Benjamin's bag. How could it be? No, no, they wouldn't let Benjamin go back alone. They all would go. Bowing low before this harsh ruler, Judah begged, "Oh, sir, keep me. Make me your slave, but not this young boy. My father will die if I go home without him." When Joseph saw how his brothers cared for Benjamin, and how they worried about their father, how honest they were about not taking the money or cup, and that they really changed since their younger days, he couldn't keep his secret any longer, and he revealed to them who he was. They couldn't believe it at first. "Yes, I really am Joseph, whom you sold. Now I'm ruler over all Egypt." Oh, the brothers bowed down in fear. Would he punish them? Would he have them killed? Joseph saw their fear. "Oh, don't be afraid, my brothers. You did me harm, but God meant it for good. He has used me to preserve life through this famine. And that includes you, too. Go home. Tell Father that I'm still alive. Bring him and your families. Live in a good land for cattle, and you will be blessed. Come." Oh, what an invitation! And they did bring Jacob and their families, and all received full provision. After their hatred and mockery and evil treatment of Joseph, he forgave, received, and cared for them. Yet Joseph is just a small picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've disobeyed him, sinned against him, and done evil in his sight. Yet he loved us and died on the cruel cross to save us. And now he says, "Come unto me and be ye saved." Oh, won't you come? Confess your sin. Trust Christ as the only Savior. God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Accept his invitation. Receive his great salvation. And now, God bless you until this time next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.